News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Sky Ireland is warning the up to 400,000 dodgy box users out there of consequences if they're caught streaming sport or films using the illegal devices. And Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent, joins us. Adrian, this is going to strike the fear of God into a lot of people. What sort of powers can be used here to actually, I suppose, prosecute or penalise dodgy box users at this point?
Well, the powers are there in the statute book because it's actually illegal to use a dodgy box. So you can actually be done and prosecuted, face fine and even jail time if you use a dodgy box. The issue up to now has been that Gardaí more or less say, look, we don't go, there's so many of them, we don't go after individual dodgy box users. We tend to focus more on the resellers and the people running the commercial operations. So what Sky is saying, it's a kind of a curious line here. They're saying that they've kind of had enough, and the way they put it is that they're exploring various options on this, on how to take this further, and they say this includes ongoing engagement with the Data Protection Commissioner. Now, they won't elaborate on that, but it's possible that if they want to do something more in terms of detecting who's using a dodgy box, even just to send them, say, a cease and desist letter, or we know you're doing it, it's possible that they might be able to get that kind of information, given their huge customer base and given maybe, you know, other databases they have access to, but they can't because of data protection laws. So that's, they're not giving much more on that, though, but they are sounding this warning sign, saying that saying specifically that for those who watch, who use dodgy boxes, who watch them, further action will follow.
Okay. And Adrian, you're a man who knows a thing or two about GDPR, etc. Do you think it is likely that that Sky will find it possible to access, I suppose, the information on who is using them? I presume because people are streaming them through their Wi-Fi, or I don't have a dodgy box, by the way, so I know people stick a Fire Stick basically in the side of their telly and then they stream stuff, but presumably broadband providers and things probably have a way of knowing what people are doing. So are you saying that under GDPR you think it's possible for that information to be, I suppose, got by Sky and therefore action to be taken? You know what I'm asking you?
Yeah,
how easy
I
is it going to be to hunt these people down?
Yeah, in other words, if they have the keys to something like your broadband or even, you know, parts of your smart TV experiences, does that somehow give them some superpower to detect whether you're doing something else kind of illicit? It may do. We're in a world now where metadata, that term where, you know, you can detect all sorts of other activity that's going on based on one particular service, is getting a lot more sophisticated. The issue there is, you're right to pick out GDPR. It's very sketchy to do that, for good reason, by the way, under GDPR and privacy law. I think what Sky, and it's not just Sky, by the way, I mean, there's a bunch of other services that are supporting a High Court action today. They include GAA, League of Ireland, Clubber, all these organizations. They've kind of had enough, I think. I think that's what they're saying now. This has been going on. So there's up to about 400,000 dodgy boxers in Ireland, and that number has stayed fairly constant over the last few years. Now, Sky can probably afford to take something of a hit. It's still a fairly profitable organization. Some of the smaller outfits, like Clubber, for example, can't really. They're saying that they think, you know, dodgy boxes hit up to half of its revenue, and they're trying to expand its service among.
Are they
GAA
saying
clubs.
That in terms of it taking up half of their revenue, that because people have dodgy boxes, they're not signing up to subscription services?
Basically,
okay.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, we were discussing it on the floor here before the show, and some people were saying that they thought dodgy box users were unfair, that because of dodgy box users, that they were probably paying a higher premium for their streaming services. Is there any evidence of that? Because partly I think people are going to be charged whatever they're willing to pay, and I'm not sure that those two things are linked. It's not like insurance premiums. But do you have a read of that, Adrian?
I think your instinct is right on the elasticity of the price. Yeah. So basically, what influences, what affects, say, the 40 euro, 60 euro, 80 euro, 120 euro that you pay Sky, say, for a monthly TV bill. And the bulk of that tends to be premium sports. So if you're a Premiership fan and you want to watch all the games, there's no way you're getting out of that on the regular non-promotional price for less than, 70, 80 euro a month. Now, the argument that I often hear from dodgy box users is these guys are too rich. They're too greedy. It's not my fault if they're paying some footballer £300,000 a week and they have to support, that with these large premiums. That's the argument that's made. It's a bit of a weak argument because what you're kind of saying is that if someone pays someone something else, that entitles me to pirate their goods. But that's the argument that's made. So do the prices go up because so many people are using dodgy boxes? There's probably an element of that. Yes, there probably is. I would say. Hard to know how much.
A last question for you. Should the 400,000 dodgy box owners be worried now?
I would say in the long term, I'd say probably there is some action coming on this down the line in some form. I've always been a little skeptical and raised my eyebrows a bit when I read or hear or even engage with industry organizations saying, oh, there's a new crackdown coming, and then inevitably it's usually on the commercial resellers, which is a thing, and rarely if ever on the actual users of the dodgy boxes. But I think we're maybe going into a new era. There's a lot up for play at the moment. Things like privacy rules are subtly being renegotiated at the moment for a whole host of reasons, geopolitical ones as well. So I think, I don't think you're at risk of the cops, kicking your door down next week, put it that way. But I do think I wouldn't be surprised if in sometime in the near to medium future, you start seeing cease and desist letters.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Adrian Weckler there, technology editor with the Irish Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.